Good to have your company on this Wednesday morning as we ask for your support on the open line, 1353 53. TK and Loz up until 9 o'clock. If you can make sense of the judiciary, it's the big talking point this morning. South Sam Burgess is actually free to play. Can you believe it? On Sunday, up against Melbourne and Gosford for that high tackle on Matt Moylan, who downgraded. He went for a downgrade from a grade two to a grade one. Well, he got his result. The opposite side of that, before he went in, it was Penrith's James Maloney. He has actually been suspended for one game. He'll miss the match against the Cronulla Sharkies on Friday night. James, disappointed with the outcome, he thought he was going to try and kick the ball through. Instead, he made what he described as minor contact with the leg of the opposing player. But he gets 1 week for the trip. I don't think that's the big debatable thing. The big debatable thing is, how did he get 1 week for that? And Sam Burgess doesn't get any suspension for a high tackle, which left Matt Moylan, in my opinion, clearly concussed before he hit the ground, then eventually taken from the field, and now unable to play for the Cronulla Sharks this weekend because he's suffering from concussion. So, Loz, we thought, we can't explain it. So we thought we'd go to the most learned gentleman in rugby league, who was actually at the judiciary last night. Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph joins us. Good morning, Bulldog.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. I wish I could come in here
please,
with multiple answers, but I can't. Look, I sat through both cases last night. Sam declined to give evidence in the case, which I thought was a little bit intriguing. He was more than happy to talk after the event, but to me, that was some sort of indication that he didn't want to be cross-examined by the NRL counsel, Peter McGrath. Quite often when the replay came on the big screen inside, Sam actually winced. To me, that I thought, gee, even Sam doesn't look real confident here, that he's actually winced a couple of times at,
a dead giveaway,
when he made a clear contact. Look,
where did they win, though? What point did they win to get the downgrade?
Burgess,
what did they win on?
His barrister is a bloke called Nick Gabar, Laurie. He's got a good record down there.
Yep.
His argument, in layman's terms, albeit it does get quite technical and legal inside the room, was that Sam went in with a wrapping motion, both arms around Moylan, and that first contact was with Moylan's trapezius, or the bottom of the neck. So they're saying it wasn't a good old-fashioned swinging arm, as had been made out. I did note, though, that Nick Gabar said that there's no evidence that Matt Moylan was injured, given Moylan played on for a few minutes, I think it was 13, and then came back
on a stuffer again.
It was, TK. So to say that he wasn't injured, I think, was a little bit harsh. The NRL counsel, Peter McGrath, he argued that Moylan was that concussed, he was like a rag doll by the time he'd hit the ground. And that contact was with the head, neck and jaw. So conflicting accounts from Burgess and the NRL, and quite clearly the three-man panel decided to go for the downgrade.
Well, it's not the old-style swinging arm, like from the 70s and 80s, where you actually get them with your forearm. I get that. But I don't care, because he comes around to make the tackle and he cops him high. That's all I'm looking at. And it's high with his bicep.
Yep.
That's where I see where he makes contact. And for me, that's a week on the sideline every day of the week.
And they argued that Moylan wasn't injured. They argued that Moylan wasn't injured, and the panel believed it.
Nick Gabar for Burgess claimed that there were this was no more serious than multiple other grade one incidents we've seen this year. I would argue against that. I think, as TK said this morning, I tuned in nice and early. There's a good old thing called the pub test. Yeah. And I think if you go down the pub and say, look, is this worth a week or two? I think you'd find that 99% would say it was. Even after it, looked quite perplexed that he'd actually won the case.
Yeah. How do we improve the system? Is there going to be changes made to the system at the end of the season? Are you hearing anything that might be different?
There's no early indication of any changes at all, Laurie. It's quite convoluted, as you know. You get a reduction through early guilty pleas, and there's carryover points. Look, it's quite confusing to the average punter. It's confusing to us in the media, and it's our job. Yeah. But when you get situations like last night, when there's a trip, which I think Jimmy deserved to get a week, Jimmy Maloney. But when you get a trip getting 1 week and a good old-fashioned swinging arm copping nothing except a $1,900 fine, well, there's anomalies in the system that have to be fixed because the public is becoming increasingly frustrated.
Well, didn't Kikau do the same thing? He got charged with a shoulder charge. Wasn't he going in a wrapping motion?
Oh, I thought so, mate. Anyway, you know.
To make the tackle, and then you see Isaac Luke get suspended, Nick Kotrick get suspended, and Jake Trbojevic not even getting a week.
And the inconsistencies are staggering, aren't they? I mean, do you go and take a step to suggest that maybe the panel shouldn't be former players? They should be legal representatives. But going to get people saying, well, they don't understand the game. It's got to be former players. But
well, see, this is where you think, right? And I'm sort of for that because we go to the court of law. We're judged by our peers if you go to a jury, right? They're just 12 members of the public. But that's why you sort of have, in my opinion, Mel Cochran, Tony Pulitua, Dallas Johnson and other former players there. So they can get through a lot of the legal stuff and think, well, you know, he's hitting.
He's trying to hoodwink. Yeah. He's trying to lead me down this path of all the legal jargon. I'm not believing that. I know what a head high tackle looks like.
Correct. End of argument.
Regardless of what the lawyer says.
Yeah, I understand the argument, boys, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? He got him in there. The bloke's concussed. He's not playing this weekend, you know.
They're actually
you just got to do a week. And it's not the crime of the century, so please don't.
No.
Even South Sydney supporters are ringing perplexed this morning, and that sort of tells you something.
And Wayne Bennett, after the game, was disappointed.
They just want consistency. That's all people want. They don't want to rub people out. They don't want people to get 6, 8, 10 weeks and tarnish their careers. They just want consistency on a weekly basis, case by case. I did have half a chuckle last night that James Maloney twice sort of, with the gift of the gab that Jimmy's got, went off course a little bit for his answers to certain questions. And Jeff Bellew, who was the judiciary chairman, twice went bang, got him straight away. Said, no, Mr. Maloney, don't stick to the questions and stick to the answers. So it's about the first time I think I've ever seen James Maloney have to shut up.
That would have been hard for
him. No, whistling. Away from that, just a more lighthearted manner, before we get back to all things rugby league, there was great drama at Bulldog, as you can imagine, in the Darwin Cup Carnival, where we've just returned from. When your good mate Loz, we've arrived at Sydney Airport on Saturday morning for a trip to the big black tie ball. How you going, mate? Good, yeah, excited. Trip hasn't started as planned. What? Oh, I've left my suits at home.
That surprises you.
We had to, and we go through it, we've got to bring two suits.
Didn't Michelle pack your bag like normal?
We had to bring black tie, we had to bring another suit for the races, but he's tried to rush off and buy one at Mascot Airport. Then I said, I rang him and said, mate, we're boarding. Get back here, right? And then, so he's come back empty-handed. He's gone in to buy a cheap suit up in Darwin. How much?
600.
He's blowing up.
600?
In Darwin too, by the way.
And
by half the town.
He's pulled out 200 and the girl's gone. Pulled out 200 and the lady's gone. That'll be 600. He's gone.
He would have gone white.
Well, I said to the girl, I said, I just need you to find me the cheapest suit to wear tonight. That's all I want, a cheap suit. Couldn't make it more sort of
clear
to her that I didn't want to pay a lot of money. So she goes, yeah, no worries. I've got this for you, that, at the register.
Well, didn't you question how much it was going to be worth?
Well, I said a cheap suit. I said the cheapest suit you got.
Well, that's it certainly looked like a cheap suit when you had it on, mate. Your right arm came up your forearm.
I think she's worked the day, TK, and thought, you know what? I need a good old-fashioned sucker to walk through that door.
She got me.
The $100 suit for $600.
It's made front page in the NT News this morning. She's still giggling, apparently, she's been trying to get rid of that ill-fitting suit.
She's on Waikiki Beach at the moment.
So Neil Breen from Nine News, he wanted to know whether the suit made it back home or not. Did you bring it back?
I did bring the suit back. I'll have to give it to someone. I might even put it on eBay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I can
see
get,
if
my
get
money
a bit of money back.
I will. It's only been worn once.
Sign it.
It's a good suit from Darwin.
And it's not all about you this morning.
Sorry.
But his old club, the Junee Diesels, they need some help.
Yeah, they do. It was a story that broke yesterday. I've been to Junee multiple times with Laurie. Lovely people. But the Diesels are in a bit of trouble. Very famous.
But they've got numbers.
Numbers are down from what I can gather on Facebook and a couple of media reports. There isn't a heap of people on the committee, and there is a fear that they may have to merge, which obviously the people of Junee don't want. Laurie knows obviously better than anyone. It's such a famous Group 9 club. Excuse me. And there's a state of the play meeting later in the week. So I'm hoping the people of Junee can really bond together here and save what is a very famous country rugby league club.
Yeah, well, we need to do as much as we can, Bulldog, because Junee is a tremendous rugby league town, and it's a good club, a very good club, the Junee Diesel. So we're looking for everyone to get involved and support this club, and hopefully we can continue on in Group 9. But it's shocking when I heard that news. I'm disappointed that it's got to a stage like that, but hopefully people in Junee will get behind the footy club and try and sort of make it happen that we can be still in Group 9 next year.
Is it a country rugby league issue, Laurie? You can't just keep throwing everything onto the CRL. I get that, but do they have some responsibility to try and help financially or to organise things?
Well, I don't know how much money they would have, but I think it's up to the towns and the communities to get behind their team and try and support. And you've got to have volunteers. You've got to have people on the committee. If you haven't got people on the committee, you can't drive a lot of your stuff. You've got some kids coming through the junior system there, but in the senior grades, that's where the numbers have fallen away.
Well, that's across all codes. Mm. But yeah, the CRL, it's definitely part of their brief, I would say. They've got to try and I know they're under pressure like everybody else, but you've got to try and keep those famous clubs alive as well. Josh Reynolds, champion bloke, wouldn't meet a better bloke, does so much great work in the world of rugby league, but he wants to be playing some serious footy. Where?
TK, at the moment, there's no club for Josh to go to. A few clubs, I think, are manoeuvring around their salary cap to try and make an offer. He's on $800,000 a year, so it will depend on what the West Tigers are prepared to throw into the kitty. But in the last 24 hours, I'm told that there may be some interest and a nibble coming out of the Gold Coast. I think Justin Holbrook, the new coach, has got a rap on Josh Reynolds. He brings, obviously, experience. He brings energy. So it's certainly not a done deal. Don't take it the wrong way. But look for the Titans to show some considerable interest in Josh Reynolds. And you know what? I think he'd be a good buy up there.
I think he'd be a good buy for any club. I mean, in particular, if you're going to get him at a reduced rate. I mean, if the Tigers have to pay at least half of his salary, I think if you're getting him for $400,000, that's a good decision.
I think clubs looking at 5-3 split, Laurie. That's roughly what they're prepared to pay, to $350,000, which would mean that the Tigers are in for, say,
$450,000. It's a funny thing, isn't it? We've just heard from our American correspondent, Dick Fane. I know I draw a long bow here, Bulldog and Loz, and listeners and viewers, but you got Tom Brady, the most famous quarterback in NFL history, who charges a lot less than his market value, right?
He takes unders,
but he's taken unders throughout much of his career just to play so they can get competitive people around him so he can keep playing. You know, it seems to be we don't do that often enough.
Mind you, Brady's unders are still
I understand that. Yeah.
In world sport.
And his wife earns more than him.
Giselle, she's a model.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's quizzed that. What does Tom Brady's wife do that she earns more than him? She's Giselle, so she's
a supermodel. Yeah. She's a supermodel.
Don't Google it at work, just in case, you know.
Now, Craig Fitzgibbon, highly touted next coach off the rink. Has he been linked to another club or is he looking to stay at the Roosters?
Well, Laurie, he's been linked to possibly the Gold Coast, possibly the Dragons and St Helens. So I think Fitzy's in that next group who we're going to be pushing. But I am told he's about to re-sign for another year or two at the Roosters to stay under Trent Robinson. Whether there's a long-term plan there for him to take over at Bondi, I don't know.
But would there be a clause
in
his contract which allows him to leave
if the right job came along? Look, Fitzgibbon's obviously learning his trade well under Robinson. They're having a lot of success there. Yeah. He's getting himself in a nice position, Craig, where he could probably pick and choose what club he goes to. He doesn't need to be thrust into the first club.
No.
So I think you'll find he'll stay. And after another 2 years, I think he'll have more experience. And I think he'll be in that next group to be a head coach of an NRL club.
Is his old club, the Dragons, an option?
Well, he lives down in the Gong, what I hear. So clearly there would be a link there.
The pressure won't go away on Mary McGregor, will it?
I'm told Mary is safe for next year, TK, at this point. I'm told that basically the Dragons have said, you're okay for next year, but if we're in this same position next year, there's going to be drama. Yeah, okay. And I think Mary would accept that, given they're going to miss the finals this year. However, look, there's five games to go. If you know they get rolled in four or five of those, because Dragons fans, as we know, are as rabid and feral as they come. They are just
They're very passionate
about their club and their side. But look, McGregor and the Dragons play Gold Coast this Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Well, you don't want to be losing that.
If they lose that, I think the heat on Mary, albeit safe for now, will go to another level. Certainly on social media, the Dragons fans are just relentless. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, they're fans and they love their club.
Any more rugby league news around?
Yeah, Christian Welch is interesting, Laurie. He obviously has done his knee. He's out for the year. He was about to sign a deal with Parramatta, but the offer had been made. Lodged, but he hadn't signed it. So he was going to pull about $500,000 a year.
Have they withdrawn it?
At the moment, it's been withdrawn. They may go back to the table, but if they do, it will be at a reduced offer. So sad news for Christian Welch. It's a cruel game, rugby league. One minute you can be on $500,000 a year. Yeah. Next minute, you're on half that.
He certainly impressed me. He looks like he impressed me in Origin. He stood up and he did exactly what was expected of him. Bulldog, we thank you for your time, mate.
No, thank you.